Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Got some thank yous to Dole before we wrap up the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better Bet with the rest of our bets for Week 9 NFL Sunday. Two tremendous guests joined us on the program. Mike Somich, RacingDudes.com, VSiN, and The Magic Mike Show, whatever, at SalmaBomb18 on Twitter, and our friend Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake Hassan, our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, and the head coach of your New York Knicks, Mike Brown. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend, the sports machine, Sean Levine, and our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo. What is your singular favorite prop bet coming up for NFL Sunday?
Hola, amigos. Happy Halloween to you and yours. I'm going to live in a land down under, gentlemen, on Hunter Henry, 34.5 receiving yards against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons have been locked down to plus-size targets this season. They've only given up 1.7 receptions per game and 15 flat yards per game to plus-size targets. Only Zach Ertz is the only tight end that's crossed 20 yards against him this season. You got to get to 35 to catch the over. No, thank you. On top of that, Hunter Henry has gone under 34.5 receiving yards in three straight games. So a full fade of the New England Patriot. Hunter Henry under 34.5 receiving yards. My top play of NFL Week 9.
Brad, have a great show tonight. Good luck with the bets this weekend. Happy Halloween. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Jackson Dart, anytime touchdown, plus 200. I'm out.
Oh, we got to love this. Gets more on him. It's the great Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Brad and the sports machine, Sean Levine, coming up at MGM tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern here on the BetMGM Network. We will drop the dope-ass beat momentarily, but first, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, with the Real One submissions for their best bets this weekend. Bill, what do you got? Take it away.
All right, Nick, we got a bunch of these. Here's my three favorite. We'll start with Danny Levine. Love CMC longest rush over 14.5 yards. We all know the Giants D is an abomination, and this number is way too low. There are books that will let you ladder this prop, and I will be climbing. Thor Killian.
And just keep in mind, just on that, Bill, let me just say this about the Giants allowed 7 runs last week to the Eagles of 15 yards or more. I like that bet from Danny Levine. Please continue.
Great bet. Thor Killian, same game parlay. Josh Allen, 30-plus rushing yards. Rashee Rice, 50-plus receiving yards. Allen has never not covered this against the Chiefs, while Rice has covered this in 10 of his last 11 games where he has a catch. And we'll finish up with Demetrius Nikolaitis, Vikings 24th ranked defense, allowing 130 per game, and will get trampled by Detroit's Gibbs and Montgomery. Gibbs goes for 80-plus, Montgomery gets 60. I see both getting TDs and at least one of them getting two, so bet all those rushing props for the Detroit Lions. There you go, guys.
You got to do like your tagline.
That's a little sample from the Real Ones.
This is like if Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't say, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. I was literally waiting for it. That's how you know it's effective. It's a good line. Kali Stowe to our friend Demetrius Nicolaitis, and thank you to everyone for the submissions this week. Great week, as always, here on You Better You Bet. Whatever. It was fine. All right, let's get back to the...
Was it not a great week?
Get back to the... Yes. It was very good. Let's get back to the football bets. Jake, let's drop the dope ass beat, please, and then I would like for the Mario music afterwards, if that's okay. All right, no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Mario Music, por favor. As Femi, my bet for the Giants Niners came in a little hot there.
Feeling the pressure of being a clubhouse leader, perhaps?
It's like Jake's like the Spurs, like young team. Like they get up big in games and then they allow the opposition to get back in. They're trying to close it out. I might bet the Giants to win and go with Drew, what he said on Tuesday. Like, dude, the Niners are going to get no pass rush on the Giants. None.
Yeah.
It's
pretty rough.
I think I'm going to bet the Giants. I haven't made the bet yet, but I think I'm going to bet Giants money line. Colts and the Steelers, Femi, in Pittsburgh. Indy, a 3-point road favorite. Total is 50.5. Tyler, where are my injury reports?
It's there.
Femi, I guess a clean bill, I guess.
Where are they?
I don't see them. I don't know if maybe
where are
the chat
Tyler?
Has kicked Tyler out.
He typed it.
I literally do not see them.
Where are they? Where's ChatGPT? Can ChatGPT? Hold on. Okay. All right. Nothing of any real note here, Femi. How are you betting the game?
Yeah. Here we go again. I am betting the Pittsburgh Steelers. There are 3.5s that are now populating. There's a 3.5 minus 110. There's minus 115 at home. I think that we're getting a little bit crazy with this Colts love this week. Everyone has Colts fever. I think now is the time to go ahead and fade it and sell high. So give me Tomlin at home as a 3.5-point dog. Where have you ever heard me say that? But I think this week it does win.
Well, BetMGM is your home to bet the Denver Broncos. Not the Denver. That's the next game. Sorry. Bet the Indianapolis Colts. 3 is still the number there. I have bet Indy -3. I like Colts team total over. I like the over in the game. My favorite prop, I'll give it out now. Alec Pierce over receiving yards against a defense that hemorrhages big plays down the field. Love the Colts. Love the Colts. Love the Colts on Sunday. Broncos and the Texans, Femi in Houston. Texans a 1.5-point home favorite. Total in the game is 40. I have the injury report up via Gemini. I'm not looking at the screen. I am going to read Gemini's report, and you tell me if Tyler has all of this. Patrick Sertan is out. Marvin Mims is out. The Diet, Nate Atkins, is out. And PJ Locke is out. Dre Greenlaw does not have a game status. He's going to play. For Houston, Nico Collins and Christian Kirk will both play. Dalton Schultz is questionable, but is expected to play. Does Tyler have all of that? Has he missed anything?
He has missed Christian Kirk and Nico Collins. He did not have Dre Greenlaw. Nate Atkins were not in there. Tyler apparently does not believe Nico Collins is an important player for the Houston Texans. So that's what I want.
Tyler, let's make your life easy. Before AI replaces you.
It's important to note that he is playing Tyler.
he didn't play last week, Tyler.
It was in the protocol. Yeah, he was in the concussion protocol.
Tyler, listen. I'm going to make your life really easy. Just check. Make sure you're checking what Gemini is putting out there, or ChatGPT or whatever. Before you, like, actually get replaced, which, like, we may all get replaced at some point, make sure you're at least using this to make sure you have the best available data. That's, honestly, it's a bad job by Tyler. Did you give your opinion on the game or not yet?
I think Houston wins. I do think that. I actually agree with the betting market. There's like a 2.5 out there now. I don't think we're ever getting to 3. I think we're going to hang out Houston under a field goal. But I think a way to bet this game, in addition to liking Houston, Texans to make the playoffs. Take a look at that. They're going like that plus 250, plus 220 range. This is a massive game for tiebreakers because I don't think anyone thinks Denver's going to win the division. These two teams will be duking it out to see who could be a 7 or a 6 seed or whatever. So I think Houston make the playoffs and Houston to win the game on Sunday.
I disagree. I like the Broncos. Texans offensive line terrible. Here's the Broncos pass rush. I know Sertan's out. CJ Stroud going to have time to get the ball down the field? I'm not sure. I like the Broncos to win. WTF, wrong team favored on Sunday. Ooh. To the afternoon slate, Jacksonville, a 2.5-point road favorite at Vegas. Total of the game is 44. Tyler doesn't have Jacoby Myers listed. Jacoby Myers is expected to play. Yeah. He missed the last game. And I know that because I asked Gemini. Tammy, how are you betting the Jaguars and Raiders?
This is what I will be teasing the Detroit Lions with. It will be with the Raiders up to 8.5. I think this is a nice teaser leg. I could see Jacksonville winning the game. I could see the Raiders winning it, but I think it's going to be within one possession. So give me the Raiders up to 8.5 at home. Pair that with the Lions down to 2.5. I think the Lions take care of business as well against the Vikings.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I don't think I'm going to bet this game. I think if I had to bet it, I'd bet the Raiders. I could see basically anything happening in the game. It wouldn't surprise me. Likely going to be a pass. Rams hosting the Saints. LA a 14-point home favorite. 44 is the total. Rams coming off the bye. Tyler Shuck makes his first start in the NFL for the New Orleans Saints, a quarterback.
The number feels a little big to me. I'm not saying that I'm betting New Orleans because I went down that road last week, even though that was Spencer Rattler and not Tyler Shuck. But, man, I don't know if 14 is justified. Like, are the Rams really going to be like pressing the gas on this one? So I'm passing the game, but I would never bet the Rams. It'd actually only be the Saints, but I don't want to do that. So it's a pass for me.
Okay, and we have, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, Tyler did an okay job there, cross-checked with Gemini. Okay, let's race through this here. No bet for me on the Rams and Saints. I'm betting the Chiefs. KC, a 2-point road favorite at Buffalo, 52.5, very quickly.
Yeah, the KC, for me, it's no bet for on the Chiefs. I think Kansas City should be the favorite. They are the favorite. No real opinion. If it ever got to three, I'd bet Buffalo, but I don't think we're getting there. So I'm passing the game. Big game, but I think the Chiefs win it.
And I like Seattle on Sunday night, laying 3 at Washington. I like Seattle as a money line parlay piece as well.
Yep, Seattle -3, -110. That is it's a bet for me. Devin Witherspoon looks like he'll be able to play in this game, which is big for them. And Washington with all the injuries, I don't think this is going to work out for the Commanders.
I love Jaden Daniels, but I think they're up against it here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, two questions, Femi. Number one, who would your choice be to win Nick Costos' money? And who, in your opinion, should win Pineapple of the Week?
I mean, Jake Hassan should win Nick Costos' money because he was the favorite all week long, had a great week, was steady Eddie the whole time. What happened in this last segment, I mean, Tyler Morales is Pineapple of the Week. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Okay, so we could have put a headset on a pineapple and use the pineapple and like ask Google Gemini questions, and it would have given Tyler, would you like to defend yourself? Or like you actually like you missed stuff that AI found.
I didn't do anything wrong. Rest my case.
Well, you started the week with a trade request, and then we just had this segment.
But that Mark Schneider knows.
And then looking. This is a tough spot for me because, like, the Schlera thing is the most important thing that happened for the show this week.
That is true.
TMZ ran it. That's true. I think here's where it comes down. Jake Hassan wins Nick Costos' money. I think Tyler gets $10.
Oh, is this a new award? That's not. Tyler says he doesn't want the $10. Or what does he say?
You don't want a $10 free bet?
I don't want the pity money. No,
it's not pity.
I'll take
pity
the extra
money.
Ten.
Like,
give it to Jake.
You know what? I'm gonna send Jake an extra ten. You earned it with the Schlereth of the stuff.
I don't want it.
It's like he doesn't want to be here.
We'll see everybody on Monday, and I'll catch everybody on Sunday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.